tukugulumizanga tukuddiza ekitiibwa n'ettendo
kwebaza olw'akaseera akalungi kwotwongedde ne leero tuzize okweyongera okufuna omusana ogw'ekigambo kyo era nga tusaba otukkirize ayi kabaka ba kabaka nga bulijjo okkirize ayi mukama waffe yesu omwoyo w'amazima okkirize okutusomesa n'okutumulisiza okutubikulira ebigambo by'omu kitabo kya katonda ekitabo bayibuli ayi omwoyo w'amazima tusaba omwoyo w'amagezi tusaba omwoyo w'okutegeera tusaba omwoyo w'okuteesa tusaba omwoyo w'amaanyi tusaba omwoyo w'okumanya era tusaba omwoyo w'okutya mukama osobole otukulemberamu okwongera okutuyigiriza ekigambo kya katonda okutujjukiza bye twerabira okutubikkulira okutuwandiikamu ebyandiko eby'amazima ne mukubitujjukiza mu kiseera eky'okubuulira abalala tukwebaza kitaffe tukwebaza omwana tukwebaza omwoyo omutukuvu kubanga okkiriza okusaba kwaffe era n'okusaasira n'otusaasira n'otuyiwako omwoyo omutukuvu okutukulemberanga mu bulijjo mu linnya lya mukama waffe yesu amiina mukama akuwa omukisa weetuulireko twakyeyongera n'obufunze bw'olugendo lw'eggulu olugendo lw'obulokozi olugendo lwange naawe olugendo lw'abaatusookawo naffe abaliwo leero n'abagenda okujja okutuuka okudda kwa mukama waffe yesu lwe lugendo lwatambulira mu bayibuli okumala emyaka musanvu lugendo lw'eggulu olwatambulira mu bayibuli okumala emyaka musanvu okuva mu mwaka gwa 2005 paka 2011 museriizi ez'okwolesebwa ebirooto okukyusibwa azota yurimu thamimu entambula ez'omwoyo era nga tukyeyongerayo n'obufunze bwalwo nga tukyalaba ebyo ebiri mu kibuga kya katonda yerusaalemu eky'omuggulu ekkuŋŋaaniro eddene eryabamalayika n'abatukuvu ba katonda tukyalaba sitaani ne bamalayika baabaagwa era nga tujjukira tuzze tumulaba mu mitendera gya mirundi esatuomutendera
ogwasooka bwe twalaba sitaani eyali amanyiddwa nga
lucifa
era eyali kerubi yafukibwako amafuta wamu ne bamalayika baabaagwa mu bc twatandika ekitundu ekyokubiri bwe twalaba nti ku ntandikwa ya
ed
sitaani ne bamalayika baabaagwa baagwibwa okuva mu ggulu wabula bwe twali tukyalaba ekitundu ekyo oba engeri ey'okubiri sitaani gyabikkulwamu twesiŋŋaana nga mulimu era akatundu akalala ak'okubiri
oyo
bye twebuuza nti biki ebyaddirira oluvannyuma lw'okugwibwa kwa sitaani ne bamalayika be mu ggulu yesu yebazibwe nnyo kale tuzze twekebejja ebintu bingi mu kanyomero ako kw'ebyo ebyaddirira era nga mu kiseera kino tuli mu kukakasa okulaba nti kituufu jezebeeri sitaani yamuwa agenda ye entebe ye obuyinza n'amaanyi oluvannyuma lw'okusiibwa kwa sitaani
bujobutakoma
so twali tukyagenda mu maaso n'okupuluvinga ekigambo
ekyo
okukakasa ddala kituufu sitaani yawaayo entebe ye agenda
ye
obuyinza n'amaanyi eri
Jezebeeri
kale kyatuviirako okutanula okwetegereza entebe ya y'ensolo oba entebe ya sitaani
erabikira
mu bifo ebibiri twasooka okulaba eyo erabikira mu nnyanja era nga twagala okulaba erabikira mu mitima oluvannyuma tuneeyongerayo okukakasa ebirala katuddeyo ku katono kubanga luli twasembayo nga tukomekkereza okulaba entebe ya sitaani eri mu nnyanja
In the Atlantic Ocean,
Bermuda Triangle. Ati tulioke twetegereze neyo gyatuza mu mitima gy'abantu.
And then we look at that throne he sits in the human hearts.
Okusobola okukoza n'okufuga amawanga.
To be able to reign and to use people on the nations.
Yes, yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus.
Amen. Twali tutandika ne Ezekiel esula eno ey'28.
We began with Ezekiel 28.
Yayogera naffe bw'ati.
He spoke with us like this.
Ku ntebe ya sitaani eri mu nnyanja.
On the throne of Satan which is under the ocean.
Ezekiel esula ya 28 n'olunyo lusooka.
Ezekiel 28 from verses 1.
Ekigambo kya Mukama ne kijjira nate nga kyogera nti, omwana w'omuntu, gamba omulangira w'e Tuulo nti, bw'ati bw'ayogera Mukama Katonda, nti kubanga omutima gwo gugulumizibwa, n'oyogera nti nze Katonda, ntudde ku ntebe ya Katonda wakati mu nnyanja. Era naye oli muntu buntu so si Katonda.
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo.
Amen.
Wetwasembayo okubanga tuwulira.
When we last ended as we heard.
Tukakasa nti ddala sitaani yawaayo agenda ye.
And we proved that indeed Satan gave up his agenda.
Entebe ye.
His throne.
Obuyinza n'amaanyi.
Of poverty and power.
Eri Jezebeli.
Unto Jezebel.
Oluvannyuma lw'okusiibwa kwe mbunye obutakoma.
After his being imprisoned in the bottomless pit.
Twakisuula era nitwekebejja entebe ye eri wansi mu nnyanja.
We discovered and we looked at the throne under the ocean.
N'ebigendererwa byayo.
And its intentions.
Ebyokwagala okuwamba amaanyi gonna agali mu atmosphere.
Wanting to capture all powers in the atmosphere.
Oba agaddukanya ensi eno.
Or which govern and rotate this world.
Okugafuula. Ag'ekizikiza.
To cause them be powers of darkness.
Ekintu ekikyabafuukidde ekizibu ddala.
Something which is still very hard for them.
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus so much.
Era twakugamba.
And we told you.
Nti waliwo n'olutalo olugenda maaso oluli invisible.
Even an invisible battle moving on.
Olw'okulwanagana n'amaanyi gano.
Of fighting these powers.
Ng'abantu bonna abali wansi w'enjuba.
All people under the sun.
Amaanyi gano gagezaako okubaatakinga ag'ekizikiza.
These powers of darkness try to attack them.
Nga gasibukira ddala ku ntebe eri wansi mu nnyanja.
Spring right from this throne which is under the ocean.
Na conflicting nabo obutasobola kuyimusa mitwe gyabwe kutegeera Katonda.
They conflict with them, never raise their hands hate to be able to understand.
Era omuntu bw'ayagala okubuuza ebingi ebikwatagana Katonda.
And if someone wants to ask much concerning God.
Awulira ng'ayagala okugwedda lubwayo.
Feel as if they want to get mad.
Awulira ng'abuze n'ekifo ky'alimu ng'ali ng'akyerabira.
Feel as if they are getting lost and losing their memory.
Naye nga kikyababeeredde kizibu nnyo.
But it's still very hard for them.
Okusinziira ku ntebe eno okuwamba amaanyi gonna agaddukanya universe.
For this throne to capture all powers which run the universe.
Bwe twogera ku kuddukanya universe.
When you speak of running the universe.
Twogedde ku nsi kwe tuli.
We speak of the planet Earth where we are.
Ne tufulumamu ne tulaba ensi endala mwenda.
We stretch out of it see other 9 planets.
Ne tutunuulira ate n'emmunyeenye ezo.
And then we open. Look at the stars.
Yes, we have as we
praise
Jesus.
Amen. So now, like you've heard in Ezekiel, and he said that Satan used to tell himself that he sits on the throne of God under in the heart of the sea. And he takes himself to be God, even though he is not God. Now, what confronts that throne?
tundu kali ke twasembayo okuwulira
the last part we last heard
ebisinga byonna twali tubiwulidde
most of them we had heard of them
naye nga entebe eyo
but that throne
eri mu nnyanja
which is under the ocean
mu Bermuda Triangle
in the Bermuda Triangle
kwegamba yakolebwa erudde w'ebbanga ddene nnyonnyonnyo yadda
a very many years back
yabeerawo okuva mu BC
it was there right from the BC
Yesu nga tanaba kuzaalibwa ku nsi
before the birth of Christ on earth
Yes, he was going
to be so much.
Eranga stani yagenanga yonyo okugalamirayo.
And Satan went down there to lie down there.
Eranga entebe yenkuru.
And that throne is the great one.
Entebe yenkuru yabasitani.
The great and the chief throne of Satan.
Eri mu Bermuda Triangle.
Which is in the Bermuda Triangle.
Niwankubadenga waliyo obutebetebe obulala obwabasitani.
Even though there are other sub thrones of the devil.
Nibwe batuuse okugaba mu nzikiriza zaabwe eziri ku nsi.
Which reaches them to give to different beliefs in the world. But this is the major throne.
Let's
briefly get back to Ezekiel 27.
Let me
allocate you that place well that you realize it.
Ezekiel
27 from verses 1.
Ekigambo kya Mukama ne kinjira nate nga kyogera nti naawe omwana w'omuntu tanula okukungubagira Ttuulo olwokusatu ogambe Ttuulo nti ayi ggwe atuula awayingirwa mu nnyanja omusuubuzi ow'amawanga eri ebizinga bingi bw'ati bw'ayogera Mukama Katonda nti ggwe ayi Ttuulo oyogedde nti nze natuukirira mu bulungi olwokuna ensalo zo ziri mu mutima gw'ennyanja abazimbi bo batuukiriza obulungi bwo
ensalo ze ziri mu mutima gw'ennyanja
domain are in the heart of the sea.
What
they mean, it domains or borders. That is the zone you hear, they call the Bermuda Triangle. Just that someone will demarcate their borders or boundary that they pass
here.
Now when you hear Bermuda Triangle, and you come here in Ezekiel 27, and you read those domains or borders, and you realize they are in the form of a triangle.
That's
what we call Bermuda Triangle in the Atlantic Ocean near America. Now that place which you see on the top like this, the rightful one is under the ocean. It shows you the powers of the demons of Satan, how they have surrounded that place in the form of a triangle. Praise Jesus so much.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. Now, when you read these scriptures, you try to give up that the Spirit may explain you, that you can understand every verse you read.
For
you read the word domain or borders, and it's very important to understand it. And you have to come back to a language which is clear, which tells you that Bermuda Triangle, and you realize those borders, how they are. But under there, at the heart of the sea, that's where this throne is. That's where we read Ezekiel 28 and it told us that it sits under in the heart of the sea.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. But to be able to prove well that place Bermuda Triangle, if you go down there, you find territories of Satan and his throne.
And
even the fallen angels, many are under there. Here in the verse 5, Ezekiel 27, they show us that area they built in that place.
Ezekiel 27,
verses 5.
Embawo zonna basijja mu miberozi ejiva ku Seniri, bajje emivule ku Lebanoni okukolera omulongooti.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
Yakolerwa n'omulongooti.
He was made an aerial or the mast.
Kugamba ebintu binnye ebikolebwa wansi wano mu nyanja.
Many things are done under there under the ocean.
Awali entebe ya Satan.
Where there is the throne of Satan.
Era waliwo n'omulongooti ogwo singa kugeza ne guvaayo.
There is also that mast if he tries to get out. Every fleet trying to pass the zone of Bermuda Triangle,
they
capture it and lower it down there in the big territories under the Atlantic Ocean. But what we are trying to bring your way,
we
tell you that indeed there is a throne of Satan under the ocean.
And
there happens much sacrifice to keep the powers of darkness, and they still come out to try to access the entire world and boast on it, to hinder them get back to sanity to understand God. Much sacrifice are made, right from the business people and different forms of people, which involves taking private human parts and blood in that place where that throne is. Though they say this themselves, that the more they get those sacrifices, they can corrupt the power. They can corrupt all the power of the Holy Spirit which is prevailing now, that it gets to be evil power, that it can be evil power, and it's in their control, something which has become very hard for them. When you read Ezekiel 27 verse 6, he spoke this on some of those.
Ezekiel 27
verse 6.
Enkasizo bazikoze mu miera eje basani emangazo bazikoze seza amas bazikozesa amasanga agawayirwa muzo ezava kubizinga bya kitimu rumsanvu etanga lyo lyali ya bafuta eliko omulimu ogweddalizi ogwava emisiri libere joli ebendera engoye ezakaniki neze furungu ezava kubizinga bya Elisa zezali etandaluwayo.
Yes, you
praise Jesus so much.
Bili yenengo ibagenda bazawura.
Even the clothing they move on separating them.
Mosingana nga abamu abaline nsinze zawansi munyanja.
And you find those having those of under the ocean. If their religions don't believe in lack of salvation, you'll find others they clothe white, others red, others black,
like,
even they separate the clothing. Even the wizard of the world. Now we can't read one by one
on this
done under the ocean at this time, but let's read out is verse
13.
And you reach to see that they even reach to buy and sell human private parts there. The human heart. Different body private parts. To take them under the ocean. Together with gathering life. And it's in the blood.
Ezekiel 27
verse 13.
Yavani Tubali ne Meseki bebali abasubuzibo waba bawanga emibiri kyabantu n'ebintu ebyebikomo olw'obuguzibwo.
Waliyo bonga ba specializing mu kintu
ekyo. There are those who are specialized in that thing.
Ekyebitundu by'ekyama oba ebitundu by'abantu
ebyenjawulo. Human private parts or different parts of a human body. Gouge out the human eyes. The human heart. And of the human private parts. And they take down at that throne. You know, the more you get them, they give you much of their dark power. And they use it. And they say that there they will be able to corrupt all power, which the Holy Spirit protects this world and governs it. But it's still very hard for them, that the life they get from those parts and the vile acts they use them for, it's hard to corrupt the holiness of the Holy Spirit.
Yes,
praise
Amen.
Jesus. You know, they want so much to take away the Holy Spirit, that the Spirit of Satan will be filled everywhere. Now to corrupt that power that even the wind blowing on you commands you to do evil. That's what they've been trying on.
They
avoid the holiness of the
water
in the wind and in the food, in everything. But it's not easy at all. Remember the Holy Spirit is in heavens and earth. And His power spreads heavens and earth. Now it's hard to corrupt Him with those simple things. That's why they say that who specialize in this, in buying human private parts or human body parts to gather the blood. Remember when they gather that blood, they don't gather the color of the blood. Not at all. In it there is the life they gather. And they move on collecting that life around that throne. That it gets to be more empowered as if it reigns over life. Some of the people in these things, they are deceived to tell them that they will never die. For they can renew you into your youth. You just collect life and you get renewed. Get renewed on the body, but the inner system can't be renewed. And the other, you can appear a youth, yet you're broken in the inside.
So
now they try to gather that life, the throne of the beast or the throne of Satan. For we know it very well. We are proving that indeed Satan, when he was going to be bound in the bottomless pit, he gave out his agenda, his throne, his power and authority unto Jezebel, the one seated on the beast. Now in truth, the beast we can realize it's the spirit of Satan, that which gathered all the powers of darkness. Now it's trying to see that does the last most detestable things to be able to fight with the powers of the Holy Spirit, that they take out its holiness. You know, holiness is to do things in the normal sense of God, in the wisdom of God, in the preparations of God. Now the one who twists them upside down, now they can use a human being to do whatever they want in every place. But the battle has been very hard. Repeat for us Ezekiel 27, verse 13.
Ezekiel 27:13.
Ezekiel 27:13.
Yafani, Tubali, Nemaseki, Bebali abasubuzibo. Bawangayo embiri gy'abantu n'ebintu eby'ebikomo olw'obuguzi bwo.
Kati ndowooza owulidde abo.
Now you hear of these ones.
Bangiko nnaabo.
They are very many.
Naddala mu kiseera kino ekizibu.
Mostly in these evil days.
Sitaani mwayagalira ddala mu kwefuuza.
Where Satan wants to take over everything, the entire world. Right now he passes his ambassador Jezebel, the one sits on the authority of the throne of Satan and the power, even to govern the plan of Satan,
which is
known as agenda of Satan, like we first saw. When you look at the Genesis 9, verses 4, you want to show the life they look for when they pass through this blood. Genesis 9, verses 4.
Naye nyama awamu n'obulamu bwayo gwe musayi gwayo temukiryanga.
Enyama awamu n'obulamu bwayo,
the meat together with its life, that is the blood. The life in the blood. It's what they seek for. To make causes, to cause accidents. Now to sit on heads of human beings and gather life from them. Get a family and they make some children appear not normal as they gather life from them. Sacrificing of religions as they look in specific directions. Like you see the Muslims as they slaughter animals. There is a direction they have to look. Not an animal that just slaughter it looking everywhere. You have to show a sign looking where the Bermuda Triangle is. And you show them to come gather their life in the blood of that animal. They enjoy much when you have slaughtered while sacrificing on their behalf. They don't just gather every blood there. That you cut your hen home or a goat. They enjoy when you've got corrupted and you slaughter sacrifice to them. That's what they specifically come for life in it. All those we try to remind you of some of those which we started last time on the throne of Satan under the ocean, the Bermuda Triangle. That's the major throne we speak of. Even though many places hold thrones of Satan, and in there are his ambassadors, the fallen angels. And on this world, there is still also the throne. Even some are in synagogues which they call churches. Just as we shall move on to hear of them. When you look at Ezekiel 29 and the verse 3, the major throne we speak of under the ocean, in the Bermuda Triangle, even Satan himself went in there, sat and lied in it. He felt the rulership is in his grip. And the world is in his grip. And he would pose the throne. And he sends his pigs, the fallen angels. Go capture. He's down there, he sees all the stars, he says.
That one is mine.
All those are mine.
And
even the streams, he says, my streams.
Right.
Now they're at the heart of the sea. Now I can take water from the people and they never access it. Let
me
forget there's the angel of water who governs the streams.
Ezekiel 29, verse
3.
Yogera ogambe nti, bwati wayogera Mukama Katonda nti laba. Ndi mulabe wo, Farao kabaka we Misiri. Ogusota ogunene, ogugalamira wakati mu migga gyagwo. Ogwogedde nti, omugga gwange, gwange. Era ngwekoledde nzekka.
Yes, he was
praised
Jesus.
That name Pharaoh.
Litegeza Satani omusota ogwedda.
Satan, the olden serpent or dragon. And he lied under the ocean.
In
the Atlantic Ocean at the major base.
Bermuda Triangle,
Bermuda Triangle under there. When you reach on the throne, out of which come thunders and shinings. You made it and it's also put the glories around it. The power rotates around it. Now he to be made the throne of a god.
What
they say in Ezekiel 27, Ezekiel 28,
he sits
in the throne of God in the heart of the sea.
But
in wanting to gather power in that place, they expect they can control the world right from that place. Mostly the streams. My streams,
they
are. You know, a human being cannot live when they don't drink. Now, if I drain over the streams, All the foods, I'm going to be controlling them.
But
you had the stubbornness of those many things. Those that are under the ocean and in the underground bunkers. Changing all the creations on this world. All the power they gather it right from this throne. The power and authority. All Satan had gathered them on the throne. This throne. Not a usual throne that you sit on it. This physical one. You can find it has become a beast or animal. And it goes.
That is
the one here called the of the 10 horns and the 7 heads on which the other is the spirit of Satan. It's not a mere throne, physical. When you
find
it, it's a seat right there.
The
heads are surrounding it. You know the kings of this world. The same Satan passing his fallen angels. Those who appear as demons of
God.
They moved on, make kings of the world thrones, and they put heads of animals around them. And you see the head or the throne of a king has lion heads around
it.
And they photocopy from the original throne.
Has
those heads, and anytime it can become living, and it moves on. Now it's not just a mere throne.
It's
a living thing, a beast. The spirit of Satan made in the form of a beast. And still overpowers the gathering of powers of darkness.
But
they try to see they corrupt all powers which are running the universe. Many times, when people sacrifice the blood of the saints, those work for Satan very well. For he says that it would have helped him corrupt the strains when he pours the little blood of the saints in it. And people drink when it's in there. And they get corrupted in mind. That's why the angel of water, when you take away Satan who claims the streams are his, he said, after God gave them to drink, the blood instead of the streams.
It
got so much because they used to destroy the blood of the saints. Let's read in Revelation 16 and we see. Revelation 16:5. Revelation 16:4.
Malayika w'amazzi ngayogera nti gwe mutuukirivu gwabaawo eri yabaawo gwe mutukuvu kubanga wasala omusango bw'otyo. Olw'omukaaga kubanga baafuka omusaayi gw'abatukuvu n'ogwaba nabbi omusaayi gwe gw'oba wadde okunywa basaanidde.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus so much.
Omusaayi gw'abatukuvu kwe gamba.
The blood of the saints.
Standing as in the Satan,
when he based on his base under the ocean,
or
what we call the gathering of powers of darkness.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. Initially, they thought the blood of the saints it worked much for them to get more power and life. In it was life which is complete. And they loved much that blood. Now at the end you see angels in charge of the streams and the waters. He says it's worthy for them to be given that blood.
Because
they corrupted the blood of the saints and the prophets.
So
there is still that battle even now of gathering life which is in the blood and to gather human private parts or different body parts. And when you find the dead body, they have gouged out the eyes, the ears, they cut out the tongue, they gouged out the heart, they cut off the private parts. You know they took them there. For
their
wildish shrines on this world, they have things like bowels. That's where they put those parts, and they begin their occasion of worshipping devils. As they twinkle the eye, the parts are no more there. And they have reached them under the ocean. Many places which have bases of Satan, as they have told you. But the major base is that one in the Bermuda Triangle under the ocean. At the end, last time we remember, and we try to show you the powers of that throne, how it's to be destroyed on the day of the Lord's coming, according to what is in the Revelation
16.
Revelation 16, verses 10.
Owokutano nafuka ekibyakye ku ntebe ey'obwakabaka eyensolo. Obwakabaka bwayo ne buzikizibwa ne beeruma ennimi zaabwe olw'obulumi.
Yes, we was when you
praise Jesus so much.
And Maraiko yo owokutano,
that the fifth angel,
akute ekibi ekyokutano,
the one holding the fifth ball,
mukubikulirwa 15
in Revelation 15.
Yes, we was when you
praise Jesus so much.
Okuva ku nyolisoka paka okutuukira ddala ku owokutano,
from verses 1 to 5. When he poured his bowl, he poured it to where the throne of the beast, the major throne where it is. You know, many people today, they read of the beast, and they don't know sometimes it's the spirit of Satan, and it's what makes the throne of Satan, and the authority and the power. And right now Jezebel, the first fallen angel to fall and join on Satan, and was given that authority. On the day of Christ is coming, the fifth angel with the fifth ball of the weapons of God, he was told, target one thing, that throne. Pour all the weapons on the throne that it can get exploded. For it will be like destroying the powers of darkness, the powers of Satan, the powers of the fallen angels who appear as demons of the clan. Let's repeat that verse we hear. Revelation 16, verses 10.
Owokutaano n'afuka ekibyakye ku ntebe ey'obwakabaka ey'ensolo. Obwakabaka bwayo ne buzikizibwa ne beeruma ennimi zaabwe olw'obulumi.
Omanyi bagenda kuba nga beekweseyo ku lunaku lwa Mukama.
You know, on the day of the Lord they will be hiding. When the battle will have gotten to the climax of the dry land, and
they
will run under the ocean where their base is, where powers of darkness comes from, which has been their strength. And they will strike it with this bowel of the wrath of God, that it will be destroyed and the darkness will cover. Even the extreme pain, it will be there.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
And begin to gnaw their tongues out of them. Like they used to get the tongues of their colleagues out. In the sacrifice,
just
as they do these days in different places.
Revelation 16,
verses 11.
Nebafuma Katonda, Uwomuguru, Uwomuguruwe, Nuruamaguagawe, Sotevenia Mobikuruabiawe.
Yes, he was with
praise Jesus so much.
Sitani, Neba Maraika Baba,
Satan and his fallen angels,
which is said it
in that time with Jezebel.
They're
going to be in serious agony and pain.
Their
tongues are to get sick of boils. There they will be held on the day of judgment, where they will be cast in the lake of fire. But in all, we were moving on to prove to you. Satan, when he was to be imprisoned in the bottomless pit, the prison and hell, with authority, the throne, and the power, and his agenda, he left when he had handed them to Jezebel.
But
we are still looking at the likeness of the throne. Indeed, is that throne existing? And it is in what place?
We've
seen it in the heart of the sea. And
it's
that which is put to sit in the human heart. To be able to control them, use them, things to destruction. What is this, brethren? After they pass under the ocean,
it takes
to gather all powers which sustain things in the sky. This planet, they take it as a center. The first thing that planet, Earth, they take it as their farm of their eatings. Mostly the life in the blood and the different body parts, mostly the private parts. Now it's like their center. It's the reason why we saw their base in the sky, in the principalities, in the kingdom of the stars. That's not where the main base is. The main base is right on the planet Earth, the throne of Satan, the throne of the beast. And they say, according to that throne, they can gather the entire universe to capture the power within it. That's why
the
Bible tells us in Ephesians, Ephesians 2 verses 1. It speaks this. Ephesians 2 from verse 1.
Mu byonoono n'ebibi byammwe ku lwokubiri bye mwatambulirangamu edda ng'emirembe gy'ensi eno bwe kiri okugobereranga omukulu ow'obuyinza obw'omu bbanga omwoyo ogukoza kaakano mu baana abatawulira
owulidde ekizibu ekiriwo.
You hear the problem which is
ensi egoberera omukulu,
the world follows the prince
w'amaanyi ag'ekizikiza ag'omu bbanga,
power of darkness of the air. That when he sits down,
he
throws power to spread this entire sky.
See,
no one raises a head to understand. Try to raise up your mind. Who is God? Where I came from, where? You feel you want to, you get exploded. Your capacity in your mind wants to blow up.
That's when they get rid of
the Bible, they feel they sleep immediately. But when you begin to watch a film, the eye is very open. It's the beginning. Do they tell you to sleep on a film? You don't sleep.
But
the other
part,
when it sees you do things of ignorance, the powers of Satan from that throne read the entire sky. When you do something right, at least you feel weakness and dizziness. When you do things right on track of the word of God, you feel weakness.
You should
be rid of wasting your time. Ignorance for destruction. And the environment is very favorable for that.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
But the problem they have made, the power of the Holy Spirit, which spreads everywhere in heavens and earth, you cannot occupy it and
you
finish it. It's impossible.
And
though these powers of the devils are in, if our heart get determined to get
back,
access the power of the Holy Spirit and the one of Satan seems not there.
Amen.
And you remain
blind.
Read the Bible.
You
hear very well.
You
walk by them well.
There's
no opposing force you find.
Yes, he was
raised Jesus.
Amen.
But if the heart fails, the reason why this throne of Satan, they put it in the human hearts.
Yes, he was
raised
Amen.
Jesus.
So,
I want to move understand those words. Ephesians 6:12. When he speaks of what we fight with, Ephesians 6:12.
Kubanga tetumegana na musayi na mubiri. Wabula na abama sasa.
What do you kati? Betuita abama sasa.
Those we call principalities.
Manu tukena kubada banga kuraba 10 horns.
This is where we see them when you see the 10 horns.
Amayembe kumi agari kunsoro.
The 10 horns on the beast. The 10 major groups of fallen angels. Which come from the 3 groups we saw before. For their groupings we saw, which they are in according to the weapons of heaven which struck them. Now there are fallen angels that are there, and they are
called
demons. In the different 3 types we saw,
yes,
praise Jesus so much. But their power, they use the get dead from this throne. And they try to see they make much sacrifice all over the world to give them power right from the throne of the beast, the throne of Satan, the throne of Jezebel. Let's move on and we hear Ephesians. Ephesians 6:12.
Kubanga tetumegana na musayi na mubiri. Wabula naba masaza, naba obuyinza, naba fugensi abo mchizikiza chino. Neme yo eji obubi mubifo ebi ya waguru. 13.
Ndoto dire moko.
Befeso esule yo mkaga ulinyiro 12.
Ephesians 6:12.
Kubanga tetumegana na musayi na mubiri. Wabula naba masaza, naba obuyinza, nabafugensi abomu chizikiza chino.
I think you've had those criteria.
You
wrestle not with flesh and blood. We have principalities or rulers. We have authorities.
Nabafugensi abomu chizikiza chino.
Aha, nabafunanyizibwa kubutamanya.
And those in charge of ignorance. The criteria through which they get power from this throne, reign within the space. Let's move on and Ephesians 6:12.
Kubanga tetumeggana na musayi na mubiri. Wabula n'abamasaza.
Atulinamu abamasaza.
We have principalities.
Buba ufuba mu bwengulere.
They are in the sky.
Tositula mutwe kusitegeera bisinga kawo.
Raise a head to understand beyond there.
Oyina kulaba munyeenye bwe zikoma.
You just have to see where the stars end.
Tobuuza Katonda abeera wa
biki. Don't ask where God lives, neither beyond that.
Era bwogeza okusitula ennyo omutwe oyiseekaawo.
Raise their head to go beyond that.
Bayibuli ebogerako mu Zakariya essuula eri esooka.
Bible speaks of them in Zakariya 1.
Okuva ku 18 paka 21.
From verses 18 to 21.
Nga tebaganya muntu yenna kuyimusa mutwe gwe.
They never accept anyone raise their head.
Okutegeera ebiri mu ggulu.
Understand what is in heaven.
Mukomawo muwengula.
And in the sky up there.
Bannassayansi bonna bakwatira.
All scientists are captured there.
Eri kubuuza bisinga munyeenye.
No asking what's beyond the stars.
Basobola okubawa obulimba obwetaagisa bwonna.
They can give you all necessary falsehood.
Ne bagamba nti kisigadde bakiyita sky n'eggulu teririyo.
Tell you the remaining beyond there is the sky, there's no heaven.
Yesu obaki waliwo ne Bible zosingana kaakati nga mulimu ekigambo.
That's why there are Bibles you find and there's the word.
Tukulubiribiri Katonda yatonda sky.
In the beginning God created the sky and the earth.
Nga temuli ggulu.
And there's no heaven.
Kati abamasaza.
Now those are principalities.
Bali bakola ku byabwengula.
They work on things of the space.
Bwaba asusa amagezi.
If they have gone beyond in understanding and
wisdom
of this world here.
Kukulawo ndi
on this round.
Tashuka wakulu wao.
If you then go beyond the sky.
Abokubiri.
The second ones.
Abefese sura y'omukaga olinyira 12.
Ephesians 6:12.
Nabo buyinza.
Mulimu
abobuyinza. The ones of authority.
Abo be batulira ddala wali ku ntebe.
These are what sit under throne.
Hii ku ntebe eno ya wano mu nyanja.
On the throne under the ocean.
Bakulu bafuga.
These are with authority.
Bakulu.
These are major ones.
Abaddira Jezebeli bali 10.
The ones next to Jezebel, they are 10.
Bakungu.
They are honorable.
Bati bafuga n'abafuzi b'oku nsi kuno.
These reign with the rulers of the world.
Abefeso sura y'omukaga olinyira 12.
Ephesians 6:12.
N'abafuga ensi ab'omu kizikiza kino.
Tewaliwo abavunaanyizibwa ku kizikiza eky'obutamanya.
In charge of darkness of ignorance.
Tebakkiriza ne bwoba oyagala kusolooza kusoma Bayibuli.
Obikulirwe. You want to read the Bible to give revealed.
Otandika owulira omutwe gwa.
You begin to feel dizzy.
Ye ng'amaaso gakaluba.
The eyes closing themselves. Look at them, force your eyes to close themselves. If you see your fire, you're resisting them much. When you're written, they throw questions in you. And you think God is there. And he said, this is what I'm reading. Where does he live? Yep. You can face a problem there. But because you usually don't know what you fight with.
So
these battles springs from the throne of Satan. And how they move on sharing the power in the levels. And intention of hindering the human being to understand God. And they say if it's possible. And they can capture what they call the universe.
You'll
be able to attack
up
in the city of God where they chased them.
Wanga tuwasikale wadda akafoka awe.
They didn't remain any of their place.
Wadda amanyi gawe.
Neither their power of darkness. They didn't remain in heaven.
Kati okusobola okuattackinga ekitundu ekyeri waggulu.
Be able to attack the rim above.
Eri eggulu erisooka.
Where there is the first heaven.
Eri okubiri n'eri okusatu.
The second and third heaven.
Balina okubanga bamaze kuwamba universe.
They have to first capture the universe.
Ensi n'ensi endala mwenda.
The planets, the total of 10 of them.
Then n'okuwambirako ebbanga emmunyeenye zonna.
Capture the entire firmament, all the stars.
Enjuba n'omwezi.
The sun and the moon.
Naye ekyo kizibu nnyo.
That is very hard.
Nga tukomekkereza ku ebyo.
As we wind up on those.
Kizibu.
It is hard. But the authority of the Holy Spirit sustains all things move on this world. Too much that is impossible to even challenge it. And we want Satan and his ministers. Together with Jezebel, who leads them now, whom he left in his throne, and the authority and power of Satan, and even to fulfill his plan.
And
we tell them that's something very hard. It's going to be impossible. The battle was failed on them. And even the
withdrawing
their withdraw and surrender has no meaning anymore. What they entered in, they have to move ahead. Many times when you enter kingdom of Satan, some of them enter Illuminati, Bathmat, and the others, and the many groups of the Satans, which involve the churches even, which are false, and the religions,
which
at the base, they make you into what they want. You reach a time you realize that they are wrong, but you cannot know withdraw out of them. What you have to do is to move on to what you want. And you know when I run from them, that's my end. And you don't have to run from them. When I've discovered that right God is on my side, and I will find him where they will explain him to me. When you reach them, you get to realize the things I'm in. It is Satan himself, and we shall not overcome and win. You begin to become terrorists just to move on. When you look in Hebrews 1, the power of God which is in the Holy Spirit, which sustains all things to move them under the sun. It's very hard to occupy and dominate it. Just as they think. But now they have nothing to do, they have stopped it. It has no more meaning anymore. You know, they choose someone who is very wise. They attack God with the outman authority.
And
they go to a work of contending against God. They signed even a covenant. Of never to withdraw, never surrender. It's very hard to retreat. Don't join on Saturday single day.
It's possible
you reach in there, you realize things are hard. And your retreating will be very hard.
Bible
warns you and tells you, to restore you, it will be very hard.
Things
you've gone deeper with Satan.
No, with
the Holy Spirit, and you realize it's what you're on. Now your coming back is very hard.
In
this generation, many people are like that. Let's read here. Hebrews chapter 1, from verse
1
to
3.
Hebrews chapter 1, from verse 1.
Katondedda, bwe yogereranga mbitundu ebinji, ne mungere nyinji eriba jajja femuwa nabi. Oroko bili, munako zino ezolu vanyoma, yogerera na fe mumwana, gwe yasawo kuba omusika wa byonna, era gwe yatonza ebintu byonna. Olwokusatu, oyo bwali okumasaamasa kw'ekitiibwa kye n'ekifaananyi kye ddala bwali era bw'asitula ebintu byonna n'ekigambo eky'obuyinza bwe bwe yamala okukola eky'okunaaza ebibi n'atula ku mukono ogwa ddyo ogw'obukulu waguru.
Yes,
praise
Jesus.
Praise Jesus. Omwana
mukama wafe Yesu Kristo.
The Son, the Lord Jesus Christ.
Bwe batonza ebintu bino byonna.
By him all the things were created.
Ekigambo eky'obuyinza kye kibikutte.
The word which is of authority is holding.
Amanyi ag'omwoyo omutukuvu.
The powers of the Holy Spirit.
Igakutte planets n'okuba mu bbanga.
Sustaining all plants to be in space.
N'okuddukanya ebimera n'obulamu bwabyo byonna.
Plants and all their life.
Obutonde bonna ku planet yeno.
All creations on this planet.
Ne ku planets zino endala omwenda.
On the other 9 planets.
Ne kumunyenyezo na.
Even all the stars.
Biriwo n'obuyinza obw'omwoyo omutukuvu.
They live by the authority of the Holy Spirit in the sky.
Kizibu nnyo okukola kulingamanya ng'efaanana bwe gali.
Corrupt such a great power like this.
Yovura bwe yali mu Zaburi 139.
That's why it was in the Psalms 139.
Onyoro omukaga pako olomwenda.
Verses 6 unto 9.
Yayogera ku moyo omutukuvu bwati.
Spoke of the Holy Spirit like this.
Zaburi ya 139 n'olunyoro omukaga.
Psalms 139 verses 6.
Okumanya okulinga ng'oko kwa kitalo kunnema kwa waggulu siyinza kukutuukako olw'omusanvu. Naagendawo okuva eri omwoyo gwo oba naddukira wa amaaso go
nti naagendawo okuva eri omwoyo
gwo
ekisinga
okwewuunyisa
ensi nrugira
bantu you see this planet Earth
planet eno kwetubeera
the planet where we live
eringa ennene nnyo
it seemeth big
naye yonna mwoyo mutukuvu yagikwatidde mu bbanga
the entire of it the Holy Spirit upholds it in the space
yaddukanya ebirimu munda
it governs things within it
abantu kutambula nga basu
human beings to move breathing
ebimera bimera ensolo mweziri
plants are growing animals are there
ebire bikyukana na buli kimu mwekiri
clouds change everything is in there
katuyinza kuddira katebeko kamubwe kati katebe ka Satan
the mere throne of Satan
n'okatuuza ko mukayanja kamu
you put it in only one sea an ocean
Atlantic ocean wanu kamuda triangle
Atlantic ocean the Bermuda triangle
mbusinjiriwo
that you'll be there
kukwata maanyi gesikona
you dominate and capture all powers of the world
atomarovi
and after you get from there
urumbe sendala mwenda
attack other 9 planets
nagamani ngabiringa kuoka fana
the entire
galaxy kwatide mubanga
you govern it that which sustains in the sky
umarufu mtukao
and after you get from there
onde mubanga lye
you got this firmament of the heavens
utaandiko kufuge enjuba na omwezi
control the sun and the moon
ne munyenyezo
even all the stars
na kwekuli negeye
even hell
kijja kutwalira omutawana atokugenda oku
you a time
kufanaganye guru
to connect the entire heaven to be in your hall
yes
Jesus praise Jesus
so we buzibwo
now that is the problem
obutamanya abo bayingira
ignorance which they involve themselves
wanga tugenda kupima pima amani ga Satan we gali genkana
going to measure the power of Satan how evil it was
mumutwa guliyo guddako
in the next heading
ibagamba ndi ali kerubi afukwa kama tagari genkana
he was an anointed cherubim he was anointed to what extent
tanka zari amanya gakali corrupted gali genkana
this corrupted power was equal to what
kugamba chintu chizibu nyo chiri cheu ni
sana very hard and even amazing
era navigata constant baina magezi balinga ye
join on Saturn they have no wisdom they are just like Satan himself
yes he was
with praise Jesus so much
neka teberizam
now imagine
moyo mtukuvu asikudde ebintu ebyonna
the Holy Spirit is sustaining all those things
onaduka wokuva jali
where will you run from him
wanga nebyo kola obukozi byonna abakula ababulabi
obeeroli whatever you do he just sees you and wherever you are
akatabeka Satani akalaba
now that come your throne of Satan
naka akalaba wakatadde
ne this where he's put it
program ize kisiru siru zonna zakola
foolish programs is theirs
katusome tulabe
Zaburi. Zaburi ya 139 n'olunyoro 8.
Psalms 139 verses 8.
Bwenali nyamuguru ngajoli. Bwenaye alubulili bwange mu magombe. Laba ngajoli. Olomwenda. Bwenatole ebiwatiro ebyenkya. Nentula mifo ebyennyanja ebiri ewale nnyo. 10. Ne wankubadde omukono gwo guna nungamya.
Ni wugenda mu nnyanja.
If you go in the sea,
omoyo wa mukama tayari,
the spirit of God is right there. This is the one you want to occupy.
And
puts his throne in the Bermuda Triangle. Base their attack all powers of the Holy Spirit.
Which
govern things on the planet
Earth,
outside the planet
Earth,
after nine planets,
stars
which are uncountable in the firmament of heaven, and they are very big. Gather all that power and is corrupted it to be evil powers.
You know,
when you read Jeremiah 23 from verses 9 unto 10,
and
they say their way is not good and their power is not good.
But
if all power is changed, if we've gotten this
one,
we take away the Holy Spirit. You know, he's hindering us.
The Thessalonians
they speak much of that. And they say, till they will take away the one who hinders them. The madness is right there. Let's read and we hear.
Zaburi esura ya chikumi asatu mwenda, n'olunyolo kumi.
Psalms 139 verses 10.
Newankubaddeyo omukono gwo gunannungamya, n'omukono gwo gwa ddyo gunankwata. 11. Bwe ndyogera nti enzikiza teereme kumbikkako, n'omusana ogunneetoolodde gunaaba ekiro. 12. Newankubadde enzikiza teyeekisa eri ggwe, naye ekiro kyaka ng'omusana, kubanga enzikiza n'omusana bifaanana w'oli.
Kati ndowooza laba Omwoyo Omutukuvu engeri ye gy'alabamu ebintu
bino. See how the Holy Spirit sees these things.
Ali wonna.
He is everywhere.
Asitudde byonna.
He sustains all things.
Alaba wonna.
He sees everywhere.
Kati bo basiraamu bye bakola tebiri nayo by'abaana bato.
Satan's way they're doing is of the young children.
Ate abaana abato abasirusiru.
And the young foolish children.
Kubanga entebe we bagiteeka twagendangayo mu nyanja.
Or where they put the throne we used to put there. But they don't even see you.
Paka mu kiseera kiri mukama wa Mwoyo Mutukuvu weyanzijanga kambuleera ne bandaba.
The time the Holy Spirit took off the umbrella from me and they saw me.
Okukakasa nti si bibumba abo bakula gye bali balamu.
To prove that they are there living.
Naye twagendangayo okulaba ebikolebwa.
We used to go down there, see what is down there. Down there.
N'oyitamu nga tebakulaba.
And you pass them, they don't see you.
Oyita mu bbanga
bw'otyo. You pass in the space, they don't see you. N'otuuka awali entebe. And you reach where the throne is. Okay.
No,
and you look at the way they did it. And the throne has become a beast again.
We gamba. Na yenga sebo tiba inza kumara. Ori omoyo mtu kufubu mbura wika.
Omanya wato. You know people.
Tiba omanya.
No ever known of the Holy Spirit.
Parabamba roza no kuroza nti. Webali ya otari yu.
Now others think where the ark is not there. Because
you
know his limit of his authority, he never shows himself. His authority is even there, no matter
what.
Then the devil reached to discover his authority is everywhere. And they wanted to fight with it. It proves sacrifices they make. Just as we first read, as you heard,
speaking
for the blood of the saints and of the
Lord,
and out of it they get light.
Light.
And to collect human private parts. And to mess up human hearts.
That
they feel only evil thoughts in them.
Kibayambeko
omoyo
mutukuvuona alime kufuna bakola nabo mu bantu.
Holy Spirit never to get those who works with the people.
Nti ate singa babeera bamaze okuwamba abantu.
If they are first captured people,
okubakozesa bye baagala,
to use them what they want.
Banyize Katonda wakiri aleeta amataba.
God at least he brings the floods again.
Baba taalite mataba ga nkuba nga biri aleeta ag'omuliro.
If not bring floods like the last time you bring of fire,
aboke.
I burns them. Now they remain with their stubborn like that. But in all, try not to join on Satan. Don't join on Satan, for it's something very hard.
You will
have familiarized the Holy Spirit,
and I
don't know how you will be saved.
When he
warns in Hebrews 6, he says this. Hebrews 6 from verses 4. Hebrews 6 from verses 4.
Kubanga abo abamala okwakirwa ne baliga ku kirabo eky'omuggulu ne bafuuka abasseekimu mu mwoyo omutukuvu olw'okutaano ne baliga ku kigambo ekirungi ekya Katonda ne kumanya ag'emirembe egigenda okujja.
Omanyi bino byonna Satani yali abiyiseemu era kapaati kali ke tugenda okuddako nga tumaliriza entebe za Satani zino agenda tunyonnyola amaanyi ago agali ivo yagajjawa era gaafuuka gatya bwe
gatyo.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus so
Amen.
Much. He had ever tested the gift of the Holy Spirit. And even understood him. He was even sealing righteousness. But when he corrupted them, there is no chance for him to repent. Even if he wants to give up being Satan, it's no more possible.
But
when you enter the system of the devils,
the
Illuminatis, the Bohemian
Grove,
many other organizations, even thousands of religions, many false salvation is in that thing. And you contend against the saint who is God, and you know
we are contending
against the Holy Spirit, want to destroy him.
We
take away his power.
And
we destroy his saints. Make them appear as
unhuman.
And we create those we have to reign over.
Now,
when you read this word, Hebrews 6, let's repeat from verse 4.
Hebrews 6,
verse 4.
Kubanga ababamala okwakirwa ne balega ku kirabo eky'omuggulu ne bafuuka abasseekimu mu mwoyo omutukuvu olw'okutaano ne balega ku kigambo ekirungi ekya Katonda ne kumanya ag'emirembe ekigenda okujja olw'omukaaga ne bagwa okubivaamu tekiyinzika bo okubazza obuggya olw'okwenenya nga beekomerera bokka omulundi ogw'okubiri omwana wa Katonda ne bamukwasa ensonyi mu lwatu.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise
Jesus. So mutuuka ekiseera.
Now you reach a time.
Nga muvudde omwoyo omutukuvu.
And you blaspheme the Holy Spirit.
Kye kye tubadde tusomawo.
That's what we read here.
Mukama waffe kye yannyonnyolako Mukama waffe Yesu.
Which the Lord explained all.
Mu Matayo 12.
In the Matthew 12.
Mu lwa 3 paka 3 mu 2.
Verses 30 to 32.
Nti aligoro omwoyo omutukuvu tebajja kumusota.
Whoever will blaspheme the Holy Spirit will not be forgiven.
So bangi abeeko baana mu kulwanisa omwoyo omutukuvu.
Many condemn to fight the Holy Spirit. And you begin slow like that. Join on the powers of darkness of Satan, which comes from the throne which is under the ocean. And you contend against God and His Holy Spirit. And that you want
to
destroy the power of the Holy Spirit, which governs the world and things in it, and the entire sky. And that you can take over that authority. You know that word. Let's end with it like this. That fighting.
Let's
look much here in the Thessalonians. And they say,
once
been hindering them to all their foolishness. The one who hinders Jezebel, the ambassador of Satan, the one seated on his throne, and the one with his authority and the power, the plan of Satan to fulfill the entire of it, the one who holds them back is the Holy Spirit whom they fight with.
If it's
possible to take him away, at least remain in the creations but get out of the human beings.
tusoke tuonoona abantu batondebwa mu kifaananyi kya Katonda babeere ebiwuka bakole ebitasaana byonna ebinyiiza omutonzi
waabwe
kale yowe bwe tunaatandikirako awo okusindiikiriza omwoyo omutukuvu
tuwakirye
amaanyi ge gonna tugawambe
enda
okuwamba amaanyi g'omwoyo omutukuvu
obanga
agamba owambye aga kitafu ekintu ekitasoboka kuba omwoyo omutukuvu wadde tumwogererako
wanonga
bwakutta ensi eno
ensi
kwe tuli
ensi
endala mwenda
emunyeenye
enjuba
n'omwezi
eggulu lino lyonna akwata heaven endala ssatu
naye
ate awo batonatuuka ku
soosi ye
olina kugenda waggulu
w'eggulu
kati kyebalwanagana nakyo kiki oba bannange
what they fight with we wonder
aye ebirooto bya setaani bifu
but the dreams of Satan they are all dead
ebirooto tebiri mu magezi
bannange
kakati baagala kulwana namwe mutukuvu bagenda mujjawo
bamutwale
Yes, we have
praise Jesus.
Ndi bobera gwe nokizura nga bakuteeka mu lutalo oluzibu bweru.
Discover they put you in a dangerous war like that.
Okola otya?
What do you do?
Katugambo badde otandikiriza.
For example, you had begun.
Kubanga buli abakola ebibi.
Whoever commits sin.
Bawakanya Katonda.
They contend
against God. Era bata okuyingira olutalo olu.
And they begin to enter into this war.
Buli abakola Katonda beyagala.
Whoever do whatever God refuse.
Olutalo luno babeera balutandikiriza.
Began on this war.
Naye nga tebannaba kusayininga endagaano ya butaluvaamu.
Sign the covenant of not withdrawing from it.
Oba okyalina kyase kuyamba okuvaayo.
You have a chance to get out from there.
Ate kizibu okuzula nti endagaano ogikoze kati y'obutabivaamu.
You have to discover you've made a covenant of never to withdraw from it.
Olina kwegendereza.
You have to be careful.
Kubanga abasinzira ku ntebe ya Sitaani eri mu nyanja.
Both basic of the throne of Satan.
Abajjawo amaanyi g'ekizikiza okuwakanya Katonda.
Those who get powers of darkness to contend against God.
Obuwanguzi bwammwe buzibu nnyo.
Victory is very hard.
Subira nti kino ekigambo kye mwogerako.
I expect this word you speak.
Era kye mulowooza.
At which you think.
Nti munayinza okukikola.
That you'll be able to do it.
Ekisoboka busobosi n'akatini.
Impossible at all.
Kubanga bw'oba osomye mu Batesalonika wano.
For when you read in the Thessalonians.
Batesalonika ekyokubiri essula yaakubiri.
Second Thessalonians chapter 2.
Olunyo olwokutaano.
From verses 5.
Abathessalonika ekyokubiri essula yokubiri n'olunyo olwokutaano.
Second Thessalonians 2 verses 5.
Temujjukira nga bwe nali nga nkyali gye muli nababuulira ebyo olw'omukaaga. Era ne kaakaano ekirobera mukimanyi alyoke abikkuke mu ntuuko ze olw'omusanvu. Kubanga ne kaakaano ekyama eky'obujeemu ekiri kikola. Wabula kyokka aziyiza kaakaano okutuusa lwaliggibwawo olw'omunaana. Awo omujeemi oli n'alyoka abikkuka. Mukama waffe Yesu gwaliita n'omukka ogw'omukamwa ke era gwalizikiriza n'okulabisibwa kw'okujja kwe.
Ekizibu gwe balwanagana ne bamuggyawo naye avaawo.
Omanyi
Sitaani agala aveeyo agambe ye Katonda.
Satan wants to come and proclaim his God.
N'ayita mu Jezebeli kati ali mu ntebe ye.
Through Jezebel now in his throne.
Ayita ne mu bannabbi be ab'obulimba.
He passes through his false prophet.
Be bayita ba Antichrist.
Those they call the Antichrist.
Yes, he was
with praise Jesus.
Amen.
Naye omwoyo omutukuvu.
But the Holy Spirit is hindering them.
Kubanga baali babaze ebbiru nga
bagamba
singa asooka n'aggwa mu bantu mu mitima gyabwe n'aggwamu awo kijja soboka tutandikiraawo kati
omusindiikiriza
mu butonda
aveomanyi
Sitaani bw'akwata ku muntu asobola okuyigganya wano ensi yonna n'atuuka n'okugamba Yesu.
And Richard said Jesus.
Ensi yampe.
The world was given me.
Naye ani yagimuwa?
Who gave it to him?
Abantu.
The human beings.
Omanyi omuntu atukisa n'ayonooneka ensi n'agiwa Sitaani.
Human beings which gets corrupted gives the world to Satan.
N'atwala obuyinza ku biwuka n'ebinyonyi n'ebisolo naye nga omuntu kennyini yalese.
And takes authority over insects, birds and animals but the human being has given him that authority. Yes.
Kubanga omuntu gwe baakwasa ensi eno.
Man was given to take over this world.
Murubiri
in the Genesis chapter 1, 26-31, man in the image of God to reign over things on the world. Now the human, after Satan captured man, man bows to Satan and hands over everything. What he told Jesus in Luke 4, may I give you 10 riddles of the world for they were given me,
that
I can give them whoever I wish.
Holy
Spirit went to govern over animals and
everything.
Now in the human beings,
yes, we have
praise Jesus so
amen.
Much.
So Nayanga Chichang would have Jacobura Kumuja,
is it not be able to take away the Holy Spirit? What they will be able to do is one, the throne of the Holy Spirit, of the hearts of human beings, that they have tried to see their prestige, to push him. To get from the human beings. That work has been done.
And
today, what would have been the church of the Holy Spirit? You find them calling the Holy Ghost a demon. Demon which is holy.
There
is no Holy Ghost there. Lord are calling powers of darkness. Now let's speak brief of that throne. The throne of the heart. This throne, it's not a throne like it's of Satan, but it's meant to be the throne of the Holy Spirit. But when they fight for it, Satan says, if the Holy Spirit gets from the people,
he's
the one hindering us to appear to the people.
Yes,
Satan knows nobody hinders him to appear here, as to do whatever he wants. No animal hinders him. No insect. Human beings, if we still relate with the Holy Spirit, it's us hindering him. And the Holy Spirit is in us. To be known the one in us is more than the one in the world. Now what the Holy Spirit does,
he
manifests his power though they do things all over the world. He has to come join with the saints. When he joins with us, and we begin to speak, greater is the one in us than the one in the world.
Amen.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus so much.
The battle
appear, but if they throw him out of the people, in the children of God, means his power remains doing all things outside. And they brought him plants and everything.
Yet
the power of Satan is what manifests in the people and the evil acts.
Yes, he was going.
Praise Jesus so much.
So
we want to speak the throne in the human heart. How Satan fights for it. Satan and Jezebel. How they fight for it. Yet it's of the Holy Spirit.
Just
begin from right that. When they explain us this beast, they say it's from the water. Let's read Revelation
13:1.
Revelation 13:1.
Neguimira kumusenye gwenyanja. Nenda bensolonge vamunyanja. Elina mayembe kumi. Name it to Msavo.
Yes, he was even.
Praise Jesus so much.
Atugamandi Arabensolonge vamunyanja.
They saw the beast from the sea.
Wanatuba tugenze mulimi olala.
Here we've gone to another language.
Explains
of the sea as the nations, clans, and languages.
This
spirit has sprung from their midst.
The
spirit of Satan in the form of the beast,
on
which Jezebel sits now. That's the throne of Satan.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. When you read Revelation 17:15. Many waters out of which the beast comes.
Bible
speaks and says this. Revelation 17:15.
Nangamba nti amazzi ge walabye omwezi watudde be bantu n'ebibiina n'amawanga n'ennimi.
Yes, he was
with you. Praise Jesus so much.
And he
said, this adulteress,
Jezebel,
once seated on the beast from the many
waters.
Another language they used it and
said,
these are the clans, nations, and languages. Means in the hearts of people, he has a throne there.
Besides
the major throne we've read of, which is
in
the Atlantic Ocean.
This,
the one in the hearts of people. And he sits in them, uses them as the one.
To
hinder the Holy Spirit. That will be pushed out. As we talk here, and they tell us,
until
they have sent away the one who hinders them, the Holy Spirit, at least to get out of the people. Draw all powers, it's refused. If you push him out of the human beings.
Or
when the Holy Spirit is filled the people, he convicts the world of sin, righteousness, and the judgment. But it is out of them. Those who
are
no more are convicted of sin. They don't know judgment. They don't know sin. They don't know righteousness. They are right there. Whatever they find. Generation like that was there in Genesis 6. The Spirit of God. Let's read Genesis. Genesis 6 from verse 1.
Awo abantu bwe basoka okweyongera ku nsi, ne bazaala abaana ab'obuwala olw'okubiri. Abaana ba Katonda ne balaba abawala b'abantu nga balungi. Ne bawasanga abakazi mu bonna be baalonda. Olw'okusatu. Mukama n'ayogera nti omwoyo gwange teguwakane nga na muntu emirembe n'emirembe.
Kituuka ekiseera.
Reaches the time.
Bambi omwoyo omutukuvu n'asindiikirizibwa okuva mu bantu.
The Spirit is drawn out of the people.
Era bw'olaba ekkanisa.
And if you see church.
Kale tugamba amadiini.
All religions.
N'enzikiriza.
And the belief.
Ezilinga ez'obulokozi.
Which seem like of salvation.
N'abalimu abandi badde ekkanisa.
And those in them who would have been a church.
Nga bakola ebikolwa nga tebeefiirayo.
When you see them doing the worthless things that they don't mind.
Oba bafaanana batya.
Whether they appear.
Oba bambadde batya.
Whether they are clothed.
Oba boogera batya.
Whether they speak.
Oba batambula batya.
Whether they walk how.
Obwenzi.
The immorality.
Obutamivu.
The drunkenness.
Enfaanana yokka.
The appearance at all.
Ennyimba.
The song.
Kwika. Omoyo nga iba wakanye na irazi.
They have contended with this.
Na yani ya bata ikamukumuru wakana rugu.
Put them in these contentions.
Anti wagambi waliwa tuwa tufu kutuka iliku okulabi entebe ya
sitani ya mnyanja. We have seen the throne of Satan in the ocean.
Nki waliwe chizibuche basi ngana mkuruwa na gano moyo mtuku.
Problem they found in fighting the Holy Spirit.
Babacha ali mubantu wabira na manji manji nyagoresa.
When he's still in the people he has much power and he manifests it. And he
convicts
the world of sin, righteousness, and judgment.
Naziza Satan.
And hinders Satan.
Ukore kabri chiyani kuzi chomu gua gua chona chona.
They would have done any worthless thing.
Katichafuba.
Now what it tries. Push him out of the people. And we use them
more.
Every abomination. And we leave them that they are worshipping with their abominable things.
Yes, he was
raised
Jesus. Amen.
Time contended with the Holy Spirit.
Whatever is the message,
imagine how that moment looks. If you want to realize the situation prevailing,
and
power of Satan from the throne in ocean, it began to occupy the space,
and
get a throne in human hearts. They begin to contend with the Holy Spirit. God
checks them,
and on the body their clothes, their panties, and the miniskirts.
Kumbe mukama awalibo mutima agukebera oli muyaye Satan ya
the master who checks the heart is the corn one is Satan.
Talumiriza wadde ekibiba
back convict sin.
Tuke kishingo kwewo.
Yet what surprises?
Oyinza nokuvuwa kango yabadde
kamere. You leave home clothing your miniskirt.
Ari notuka mkubo.
And you begin to reach the way.
Bwato okasi.
Pull it to get to
the kitchen. Yakulumiriza kuva wakandi kitu yabadde tichikutuka.
If you convict home that what your clothes is not fitting you.
Now
you see this battle. People contend with the Holy Spirit long time. Which caused those floods. The floods of Noah. To reach condemn Satan and be given thrones in their hearts. And he sits in two thrones now. The big one in the ocean and the little thrones in human hearts. And they contend with the Holy Spirit, they pushed him far and remained in his creations. Yet, the Holy Spirit remained giving them oxygen as they were breathing. And they got the Father rather got angered.
And they
said, accept my spirit content with these people. Genesis 6 verse 3.
Mukama Katonda n'ayogera nti, omwoyo gwange tegukanenga na muntu emirembe n'emirembe, kubanga naye gwe mubiri. Naye ennaku ze ziri b'emyaka 12. Olwokuna, mu biro ebyo waliwo abanefuli mu nsi, era oluvannyuma abaana ba Katonda bwe baayingiranga eri abawala b'abantu ne babazaalira abaana abo be b'amaanyi abaasooka edda. Abantu abayatikirira.
Yes, you was when you
praise Jesus so much.
Really, umuntu yayongera okubamba tufu nga yononekedde ddala.
Those days, the human being got more corrupted.
Mutima gwa gukuddewo.
And he's opened their hearts.
Akirize ntebe ya Satani n'etuula.
Accepted the throne of Satan to sit in there.
N'atandika okufuga.
And he began to reign.
Omanyi ba malaika abaagwa abayitibwa abaana ba Katonda mbiri ebyo.
You know the fallen angels called the sons of God.
Baatandika okuvaayo lwatu.
They began to officially come from heaven.
Teri ayinza kubategeera.
No one can understand them.
Ne balabika mu bantu.
They appeared in the human
being. Omanyi kati baatandise okujja.
You know these days they have begun to come back.
Okuva mu nyanja ne mu bwengula mu bifo byabwe.
From under the ocean and in the sky.
Beetabye mu bantu.
They have mixed up in human beings.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Amen.
Kubanga bamanyi nti omwoyo mutukuvu bamusindikiriza.
For they know they pushed the Holy Spirit aside.
Era abantu bakayanye naye.
The people contended with him.
N'ekkanisa ekayanye naye.
Even churches contended with him.
Kati balowooza kiwedde.
Now they think it's finished.
Kati kabayingire buyingizi mu bantu.
Now let them enter in the human beings.
Bakoleremu ddala agati baaganene.
And they make big seats in the human beings.
Mu mitima.
In the hearts.
Omuntu abirenga buli kyalowooza kifo
kyere. Whatever human being thinks of is only evil.
Katuyongere mu lubereberye owulire.
Let's move on in Genesis we hear.
Lubereberye esula ya mukaaga olunyirwakutaano.
Genesis 6 from verse 5.
Mukama n'alaba obubi bw'omuntu nga bungi mu nsi, na buli kufumitiriza kw'ebirowoozo eby'omutima gwe nga kubikwereere bulijjo. Olw'omukaaga. Mukama n'ejjusa kubanga yakola omuntu mu nsi, n'anakuwala mu mutima gwe. Olw'omusanvu. Mukama n'ayogera nti, ndisangula omuntu gwe natonda okuva mu nsi, okusookera ku muntu n'ensolo.
Omanyi kati ebyo Sitaani bimunyumira.
No, those things were Satan wants.
Ng'amaze okufuna entebe mu mutima
gw'omuntu.
Omuntu alowooza bibi bye.
Human being only thinks of evil.
Okulowooza ekirungi kya muzizo.
Thinking good things is detestable to such a person.
Kati ayagala nnyo Katonda n'abanga omanyi omuntu bw'aba avudde ku mulamwa.
No, if a human being has perverted,
Katonda aba takyalina nnyo kyagoba wano ku nsi.
God can no more give them anything on the world.
Aba takyalina pulaani kuba pulaani ye yonna.
For all his plan,
erindiridde muntu kumutukumutu kumuzira bujja.
Awaiting to renew a human being.
Ebisolo tebyayonoona nti bye birindiriddwa.
Animals did get corrupted are being awaited.
Obulamu balumye esula y'omunaana.
That's why Romans 8.
Onyo 18 paka 2.
Verse 18 to 20.
Nti okutunuulira ennyo okw'ebitonde.
And the looking of the creation.
Ate kw'okulindirira okubikulwa kw'abaana ba Katonda.
Awaiting revelation of children of God.
Kati pulaani yonna eri ku ggwe.
And that plan is on you.
Osobola okutereera.
That you can settle.
Ate laba bwe weewaayo eri Sitaani.
And look when you give yourself to Satan.
N'okulawo omutima n'omuwaayo entebe.
Open your heart, give him a throne there.
N'osindikiriza omwoyo wa Katonda.
And push the spirit of God.
Ne weekobaana ku ntebe okufugira wamu ne Sitaani ku ntebe ye.
On time to reign together with Satan on a throne.
Y'amaanyi g'ekizikiza.
Of the powers of darkness.
Eri mu nyanja.
Which is in the ocean.
Kati awo Katonda naye ambasanyeewo waakiri.
And there goes to let me destroy them at least.
Tewali pulaani.
There is no more plan.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen. That
is what Satan is up to all the time.
But
you know, things, it will be impossible. If he can destroy others, he never get destroyed alone. Now you're out there, you condemn with Satan. Think he's given you cars and houses. He knows his deals, things failed. To fight on himself, I think they failed. Now, the last thing you have to get destroyed with him. But we can clothe our hearts to the way of Satan and we pass through repentance. And resume to welcome God. He knocks on the doors of our hearts every day. And he moves on to knock.
But some people could be cool.
Revelation 3 verse 20.
Raba, Nimi did the Kuruji, Nay Angela. Omonti and Nabawi the Waziriangi, Nagula Uruji. Nai gira jali, era nari ida wamuna ye, na ina angi.
Yes, we have been praying.
Praise Jesus so much.
Moyo wa mukama.
The Spirit of the Lord.
Ayanjula mukama wa Yesu.
He introduces the Lord Jesus.
Era ayanjula chitafu.
Introduces the Father.
Amira kumitima jaba ntukuli jonga agena masu mokubagaba.
On hearts of people moving on to tell them.
Banange mugule onzemba nyingi.
Friends, open for me that I enter.
Zemba afune ntebe mitima jaba.
Let me be the one get the throne in your hearts.
Yaba ntubaga mokumukiriza.
But people refuse to believe him.
Era abamba mukusa kusa.
And others act hypocritical his way.
They
speak upon him on their mouth, but their hearts are not on him. And they refuse, already gave their hearts to Satan. When
he
speaks with us in Matthew 15, from verse 9, he speaks with us and he says this. Matthew 15 from verse 9.
Naye bansinziza bwereere nga bayigiriza amateeka g'abantu nga bye by'okukwata. Olw'ekkumi. Naayita ekibiina n'abagamba nti muwulire mutegeere. Kkumi na lumu. Ekiyingira mu kamwa si kye kyonoona omuntu naye ekiva mu kamwa ekyo kye kyonoona omuntu. Kkumi na bbiri. Abo abayigirizwa ne bajja ne bamugamba nti omanyi abafalisaayo nga baanyiiga bwe baawulira ekigambo ekyo. 13. Naye n'addamu n'agamba nti buli kisimbe kitange ew'omu ggulu ky'ataasimba kirisimbulibwa. 14. Mubaleke be basaale abatalaba naye omuzibe w'amaaso bw'akulembera muzibe munne bombi baligwa mu bunnya. 15. Peetero n'addamu n'amugamba nti tunnyonnyole olugero olwo.
Just briefly get up. Matthew 15 from verse 6.
Alireka okussaamu ekitiibwa kitaawe. Mwadibya ebigambo bya Katonda olw'obulombolombo bwammwe bwe mwaweebwa. Olw'omusanvu. Mwe bannanfuusi. Isaya yalagula bulungi kummwe ng'agamba nti abantu bano bansaamu ekitiibwa kya kumimwa naye omutima gwabwe gundi wala. Olw'omwenda. Naye bansinziza bwereere nga bayigiriza amateeka g'abantu nga bye by'okukwata.
Yes, so abantu bangi ababeerawo mu nsi abamu nga bapretending okubeera mu Katonda.
And some pretend to be in God.
Naye ng'emitima.
Yet the hearts.
Baagiwaayo dda wansi mu nyanja.
They gave them out under the ocean.
Nga giri wali okuva wali Katonda.
They are far right from God.
Nga baateekamu baafunamu kwega emitima gyabwe gyafuuka ntebe ya Setaani.
Now their hearts became thrones of Satan.
Ntebe ya Jezebeli.
The throne of Jezebel.
Ntebe ya bamalayika abaagwa.
The throne of the fallen angels. The evil spirits, the demons, and the hearts are very far. It's possible to open up that heart. And the Spirit of God can come in your life. When Bible speaks with us, Romans 10, it says, a person believes with their heart to be given righteousness and confesses with their mouth to be saved. But in all we follow what? Right, the Holy Spirit come join up with our spirit that we can fight powers of darkness. Let's end up with those scriptures. Romans 10 from verse 9.
Kubanga bwe yatula Yesu, nga ye Mukama n'akamwako, n'okkiriza mu mutima gwo nti Katonda yamuzuukiza mu bafu, olirokoka. Kubanga omuntu akkiriza na mutima okuweebwa obutuukirivu, era yatula n'akamwa okulokoka.
To get a place in you. That's why he speaks those led by the Spirit of God. They are the children of God. And in Romans 8:14-16, and he speaks this. Romans 8:14.
Kubanga bonna abakulemberwa omwoyo gwa Katonda, abo be baana ba Katonda. 15. Kubanga temwaweebwa nate mwoyo gwa buddu okutya, naye mwaweebwa omwoyo gw'okufuuka abaana, atukaabya nti Abba, Kitaffe. 16. Omwoyo yennyini wamu n'omwoyo gwaffe ategeeza nga tuli baana ba Katonda.
Yesu yebazibwa nnyo.
Omwoyo
omutukuvu kennyini.
The Holy Spirit himself.
Wamu n'omwoyo gwaffe.
Together with our spirit.
Ajja kugenda mu maaso n'okulumiriza ensi
y'ekibi. Convict the world of sin, righteousness and judgment. And he testifies we are children of God. And whatever is born of God, it overcomes the world.
Now,
it will be possible immediate to overcome the evil spirit which uses children of disobedience. And we sprinkled upon the water to be taken out the evil conscience in our mind. He speaks much that word in Hebrews. Hebrews 10. And we sprinkled of the water. The water in the word. To be taken out evil conscience in our mind.
Yes,
praise Jesus so
much.
You have reached a time and the Holy Spirit can be within us to resist Satan's throne never to sit in our heart. As we've heard, he saw the beast from the many water. A beast is the spirit of Satan on which Jezebel
sits.
And explain this part, that the many waters, they are the clans, nations, and languages. The waters you saw, the adulteries and the peace where they are seated, they say their clans, nations, and languages. Now we find it too in human hearts. Many who hold the seat of Satan in them, and
they
have not been taken out of the evil conscience, and they move on content with the power of the Holy Spirit, and they do unrighteousness, and they are quickened in doing things not right. Thus we've spoken of that throne in this head, and we're proving when Satan was put in the bottomless pit, gave up his agenda, which is in the cup, the golden cup,
filled
all the abominations in the field of the works of the Jezebel, together with the throne and the authority and the power. Now we're going to get back the other day. Time we want to prove what form of power of darkness What form of power and what form of authority? And it's going to explain us the seven heads on the dragon and the seven heads which are on the beast. How did they come about?
So
how we are to discover that power? What form of power and what form of authority which Satan gave to Jezebel? It is to explain to us the seven heads which are on the dragon Satan and the seven heads on the beast. May God bless you. Thank you for coming.